Thank you very much, Pastor Mark. The text we'll be reading is Psalm 22, from verse 9 to verse 13. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions tearing their prey open their mouths wide against me. That's the reading. It's been a privilege and an honor to share with you over these last few days. And I thank God that I've been able to see the love of God in the fellowship at First Presbyterian. And as Jesus prayed that the ones who come after me, that they may see that they love one another as I have loved the disciples. And I've actually seen it over the last 3 days, and I want to thank you all. I have three or four prayer requests that I've sort of asked to be prayed for over the next, over these last few days. For those maybe who not know, I work with HIV-infected children, and many of them are obviously in agony and pain, and the harsh environment in which they grow up is difficult to comprehend. Many are orphans, even those who are not orphans, who are HIV-infected and suffering from the problems of being HIV-infected, and the homes they're growing up in are very hard to understand. So my first prayer request is that these HIV-infected children that we work with may see the love of God as we share and work with them, as we treat them, that they may grow up to know that there's a God out there who really cares, despite the fact that they're going through some really difficult times and great suffering and pain, that they may realize that God has a special and unique plan for their lives, despite the difficult beginning, and that they may see the ray of hope and the opportunity for them as we share with them, that the love of Christ may shine abroad in their hearts as we share with them. So that's my first prayer request, that they may grow up, that they may be educated, they may be able to stand on their own, and they may be able to live positively. The second area, as Pastor Mark said, I do research. And often when you're doing research, you just think we have to do this study, we have to do this design. But I'm asking for prayer that God may give us wisdom to know the best research that will help and support people living with HIV. That time and money may not be wasted in doing research that is not productive. And after doing the research, when we get results that are showing efficacy, that he may give us opportunities to implement the results to reduce the suffering and pain of the people in the majority world. The third one is for wisdom. As I continue to do many different things, that the Lord may give me wisdom to know what is the priority, what is important, and not only deal with what is urgent. And that as I continue to take care of children who are sick in the hospital, teach medical students, do research, and also run HIV care programs, the Lord may give me wisdom to know what needs to be done and how it should be done, and that he may continue to energize me, because when the Lord chooses you to do something, he also empowers you to do it, and that you don't fatigue as often, and you don't lose sight of the vision. And then last but not least is the church I belong to, Kampala Baptist Church. It's a church in the middle of the city, and we're really looking to also expand ourselves to the community around us. So I pray that the Lord may also help me to know how best to work with the brethren in my church and to continue to partner with the fellowship here at First Presbyterian, that it may just not be this one weekend, but the relationship may continue for the service of our Father and the service of the kingdom, that we may really reach the heart of God in reaching out to the people around us, and that we may do it together. Thank you.